I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. I hope and pray the Lord will bless your heart and that He will speak to your heart through the Word today, and that you'll be able to really just get still and open up your heart and be willing and ready to hear the gospel. Some of you might have just tuned in, maybe just turned over to the radio station, and the Lord is wanting to speak to your heart. I tell you, you got to get humble, you got to get still, and you got to want God to speak to you. And if you want that and you really want Him to deal with you, He will. You just got to open up your heart, be still, and let the Lord speak. And as He speaks, He will draw you, He will deal with you. He'll let you see yourself. In other words, He will make things known to you. That's what the Word of God's for. It is a looking piece. It's a mirror. As we hear the Word, as the Lord gives it, we begin to look at ourselves, examine ourselves. That's what we're supposed to do by what the Word of God is saying. And as we examine ourselves and we see that we come up short, we see that maybe you're not saved and you don't have God and what you need to do. And if you come to Him like that and just be open and honest with Him, He will help you. He's a merciful, long-suffering God, and He's very tender, and He's willing and ready to save. And He's not going to make anyone hear the Word. He's not going to make anybody get saved. And He wants you to just come to Him and open up your heart and and receive Him into your heart. If you'll do that, you will get saved. There's so many people today that don't want to get real. They just want to do. They want to go and join and do and work and justify themselves by the works that they do. And the Bible said it's not a work of righteousness that we do, but it's what He's already done at Calvary. You got to believe in that. You got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, I want you to realize this today. There's no other name given among heaven whereby we all must be saved. Now, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that you get saved. It's not through any other person, no other man. There's no way. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by Him. God has highly exalted Him. And I tell you, the Bible talked about these things. And He is the one. He is the Messiah. He's the Savior of the world. And He wants to save you today. He wants to redeem your soul from hell. He wants to make you a brand new creature. He wants to use you. He wants to send you out among your people and your friends, and that you might be able to tell them what Christ has done for you, and that you can share the Word of God with them. I tell you, that's what the Bible said, from faith to faith, just like it was in Timothy. I believe it was his grandmother and his mother. I mean, it just got right down on into Timothy. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to live a godly life, we that are saved, and we ought to win the lost. We ought to win our people. We ought to be effective witness to our people. When we begin to talk to them, that they should have no problem listening to us because of what they've seen in us. And I tell you today, we don't need to live like Lot did when it talked about down in Sodom and Gomorrah there. He was one that mocked when he went to tell them what God was about to do to those two cities. They mocked him. He would not hear him. God, have mercy. Help us today. We that are saved, have a burning testimony, be a bright and shining light into this lost and dying world, then we might be able to throw the lifeline unto people. I tell you, the people are perishing. The world's on its way to hell. And there's people dying every day. And they're going to hell every day. This is the gospel. This is the truth. And I know people don't want to hear about hell. People don't want to hear. They just want to have some type of soothing message. They just want something like that. Someone to tickle their ear. Someone just to be a kind of emotional type speaker. But I tell you, the Bible said to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and sound doctrine. Well, because the time will come where they will endure sound doctrine, but they will heap themselves teachers having itching ears, turning away from the truth and turning unto fables. And that's what we're living in today. We got a church about on every corner. People playing around, playing church, going around, hooping and hollering, doing all kinds of things, living in sin and going forth and preaching and shouting down through the pews on Sunday, living like hell through the week. And that is not what God said it would be. That is hypocritical type ways. And I tell you, people, a lot of people today are confused. They are totally confused. They've been brought up that way. Their grandmama done it. Their aunt done it. Other folks have done it. They live in among a church and people live like that. One minute they're cussing, one minute they're praising God. I tell you, this is not the Lord. This is of the devil. And I tell you, people just need a good dose of salvation. People really need to come and really know Him, who He is, and to tell you what He'll do for you when you really trust in Him and believe in Him with all your heart, when you really get saved, when you really get born again. And I'm talking about a change. I mean, something He does on the inside. There's an operation of faith and labor of love He does on you. He takes His old spiritual knife, He cuts out that old heart, that evil heart of unbelief, that heart that's rotten, that heart that it needs, there's no hope for you. You gotta have a new heart, so He does that spiritual operation on you. He'll cut it out if you'll let Him. You gotta agree to it. You gotta say, Lord, cut this old evil heart out of me, the evil heart of unbelief. I'm talking about the heart that you were born with was corrupted from the start. I mean, it had sin. You were born in sin, the shape of iniquity. In your mother's womb, you go forth speaking lies when you get to age. I tell you, that's the way this flesh is. And we must be reconciled back to God. We must be redeemed by the blood of Jesus in order to get to heaven. The Bible said, Jesus told a man called Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin court. This was a man that believed the law, tried to keep the law. But he come up short, and Jesus told him. He came to Jesus by night and said, Jesus, he began to talk unto him. He said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. You must have a second birth. Yeah, I know you know about the law. I know you're trying to live right. I know you're trying to live a good moral life. But Nicodemus, you're not saved and you're not born again. And you must have this new birth in order to get to heaven. The first birth is earthly. It got you into this world. But you need another birth to get you to heaven. And that's the birth of being born again. You got to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. In other words, you got to be baptized into the body of Christ. The Bible said if you're not been baptized into the body of Christ, you're none of His. And He's not talking about a water baptism. He's talking about a baptism of the Holy Spirit. When you come unto Him and when you repent of your sins and you call on the name of Jesus, you believe in Him, receiving Him, you're sorry that you sinned against God. And I promise you right then and there, He forgives you sin. He takes and cuts that old evil heart out, puts a new heart in. He baptizes you, puts you right into His body. You belong to God now. You saved, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise till the day of redemption. The devil can't undo you that way anymore. You're a brand new creature. Thank God today. That's the way it is. And that's what He wants you to have today. He don't want you counterfeited. He don't want you bound up with religion. The devil don't care how religious you get. As long as you don't get real with God, He's all right with it, because that's what He does. That's one of the strongest tools, or the greatest tool that the devil has, is a tool of religion. He's blinded people. The Bible said He's the deceiver. He's the supplanter. He's the one. The Bible said the God of this world hath blinded the minds, unless the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. And the devil don't want you to hear it. He don't want the word of God to shine unto you today. He wants you to turn the radio off. He wants you to turn the station. He don't want you to sit here and listen to what I'm telling you today, because He's disturbing you. He don't want you to get real. He don't want you to get saved. He's got you right where He wants you. And I tell you, the Lord's trying to speak to you. The Lord knows you. He knows you by name. He knows everything about you. There's nothing hidden in His sight. Everything's going to be revealed one day. Everything's going to be made known. You can't hide from God. You may hide from man, and you might cover up your sin. But the Bible said, he that covereth up his sin shall not prosper. But that repents, he that confesses and forsakes his sin, his man shall be blessed. And that's the way you got to come. You got to come with a repentant heart. You got to get sorry that you sinned against the Lord. That's what repentance is. You got to get sorry that you sinned against Him and be willing to turn from it. Be willing and forsake you with your ways and your sins and your evil doings and the things you're holding on to. Be willing to give it all up. The Bible said, he that seeks to save his life shall lose it. He that loses his life shall find it. And that's what he's talking about. You got to be willing to lose your life. You don't have anything anyway. There's nothing in this life. As a sinner, you don't have anything. All you have is something that the old pleasures for sin for season that the devil feeds you with every day. And you really don't have anything. You may have material things. And the devil has power to give you those things and offer you those things. But I tell you something, I'm talking about spiritually today. You need the Lord and you need help and you need to be honest about it. And you need to come to God with that. If you do, He'll save you. Some of you good people, some of you good moral people, sensitive people, got a good heart, but yet you really never been preached to. You really never heard the word of God preached by the Holy Spirit of God. and you need to get real. If the Lord's dealing with you, if He's breaking your heart, if He's speaking to your heart, just open it up and be honest about it and get down and pray about it and say, Lord, have mercy on me and help me. Lord, I thought I was okay, but Lord, I feel like maybe I'm not okay. Lord, make me know it. Let me see myself. Lord, I want to know that I'm saved. I want to have the assurance that I'm saved. And if you'll do that, I promise you, He'll make it known to you. I tell you, you don't go in life just hoping so and thinking so. When you get saved, you know so. The Bible said we know that we pass from death unto life. He gives us love for the brethren. We love the Word of God. We love the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. He makes Himself known unto His people. He don't leave us alone. He said, I am the shepherd and the sheep know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. So we know His voice when we're saved. And we love, we get excited when we hear His voice. And when He speaks, it does something to us. I tell you, we love to come to the garden. We love to come into the garden. And when we hear His sweet voice, it's just like the birds hushed are singing. When we hear Him speak to our hearts, it rejoices our heart. And we know it's coming from heaven. And I tell you something, we rejoice in that. We have joy and gladness in the fellowship that God gives us when we get saved. We have a voice of thanksgiving. We have a voice of melody in our souls when we've been saved. And we just want to praise His name. We want to live for Him each and every day. And we want to glorify Him in our ways and our deeds and our actions and everything that we do. We want to glorify Him and we want to lift up His precious name. And we depend on Him and we're loving Him and we're delighting in His mercy when we've been saved. There's a reality of being saved. I tell you, I don't have to go forth and just trying to make myself happy, not trying to work myself up. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. I don't plan what I'm going to preach. I study to show myself approved unto God. I ask God if there's a scripture or anything He wants me to start from or what have you. But I don't go forth memorizing and trying to plan. I just leave it with the Holy Spirit of God. And I tell you, I trust in Him and believe in Him with that. And whatever's needed, He brings it back to my remembrance. If He has me to start with a scripture, I do. If He don't, I just open up my mouth. I let Him open it up. I let Him speak through me. I let Him do the work. And I let Him make it known to me. And He just causes me to let me know that it's done. I'm through with it. And that's for the message for the day. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow Him. I find that that's where the power of God is. I find that's where the Lord is when I totally depend on Him by faith to bring forth the message that people need to hear. Because I don't know what you need. God knows what you need. I don't know who He's speaking to today, but I know He's speaking to you. I know He's speaking to people. And I know all this is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I'm just a mouthpiece. That's all I am. I'm nothing, but I am God's spokesman. And I'm trying to be faithful in that. And I'm trying to just follow Him and let Him do the work through me. That He may reach and then He might be able to speak to precious ever dying soul. Now the Lord uses His body. That's how He gets the Word of God out. He uses those that are saved, that's called by His name, that submit themselves unto Him, that come unto Him, looking unto Him and trusting in Him, believing in Him. And they put Him first and they give their whole heart to God. And then He's bringing them up. He's molding and shaping them. And He's giving them the Word to preach unto a lost and dying world. And that's the way He can speak through you like that. But you got to just be willing, just give it all to Him. Lord, it's Your work. Not trying to be impressive. Not trying to show people what you might have learned or anything like that. You got a zeal in your heart. You got a hunger and a great burden in your heart for souls to be saved. You want them to come to Christ. And you're preaching by a burden. You're preaching that they may hear the gospel and be saved. You're very jealous for the Lord God and for His work. And my prayer to God is today, as you get saved, just come to Him today. It's very simple. All you got to do is just come unto Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He won't despise it. If you read, come unto Him like that, you're calling on His precious name, and you ask to forgive you. Come in your heart. He'll save you just like you are. My time's come and gone. I want you to write to me. Pray for me. Our address, I believe, is 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia. And come visit if the Lord sends you. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.